You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 219. We're continuing in the book of 1 Chronicles. Now remember, King David did not build the temple. That's for a future project for his son Solomon. But what David did do is build a tent, a holy tent, the best tent he could make. And that's where the Ark of the Covenant, otherwise known as the Lord's Agreement, is being kept. And during this time, David establishes a whole cast of singers. Again, music is very important to David. So in 1 Chronicles 24, 25, and 26, you're going to hear a lot more names. And remember, back in the days of writing, the recording of names and families was the principal purpose of writing. It was a way to remember, to annotate, and to celebrate. And we're also continuing in the book of 1 Corinthians. And speaking of temple, Paul is now making references to another temple of the Lord, not the one built by Solomon, which incidentally was destroyed by the Romans, but a different temple. One that is our bodies. Our body is now the temple. And Paul says that God will destroy anyone who destroys his temple. And once again, he talks about being humble and to be careful that if you accept the wisdom of the world and think you're wise, you're really a fool, because the wisdom of the world is foolishness to God. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. 1 Chronicles chapter 24. The groups of the priests. Aaron's descendants were divided into groups for different kinds of work. Aaron's sons were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father did. Nadab and Abihu had no sons, so only Eleazar and Ithamar served as the priests. David separated the tribes of Eleazar and Ithamar into two different groups. He did this so that these groups could do the duties of work they were given. David did this with the help of Zadok and Ahimelech. Zadok was a descendant of Eleazar, and Ahimelech was a descendant of Ithamar. There were more leaders from Eleazar's family than from Ithamar's. There were 16 leaders from Eleazar's family and 8 leaders from Ithamar's family. There were leaders from the family of Eleazar and the family of Ithamar who could serve as priests or temple officials. So they were chosen for the different duties by throwing lots. Some of the men were chosen to be in charge of the holy place, and other men were chosen to serve as priests. The Levite Shemaiah, son of Nethanel, was the secretary. He wrote down the names of those who were chosen for the different groups. Some officials watched to make sure that he did this correctly. They were King David, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, and the leaders from the families of the priests and the Levites. Each time they threw the lots, a man was chosen, and Shemaiah wrote down that man's name. So this is how they divided the work among groups of men from the families of Eleazar and Ithamar. The first was Jehoiarib's group, the second was Jedidiah's group, the third was Harim's group, the fourth was Seorim's group, the fifth was Malkijah's group, the sixth was Majiman's group. The seventh was Hakazaz's group. The eighth was Abijah's group. The ninth was Jeshua's group. The tenth was Shechaniah's group. The 11th was Eliashib's group. The 12th was Jakim's group. The 13th was Huppah's group. The 14th was Jeshabib's group. The 15th was Bilga's group. The 16th was Immer's group. The 17th was Hezer's group. The 18th was Hapaz's group. The 19th was Pethahiah's group. The 20th was Jessica's group. The 21st was Jakin's group. The 22nd was Gamul's group. The 23rd was Delia's group. The 24th was Maziah's group. These were the groups chosen to serve in the Lord's temple. They obeyed the rules for serving that the Lord, the God of Israel, had given to Aaron. The other Levites. These are the names of the rest of Levi's descendants. Shubael was a descendant of Amram. Jedeah was a descendant of Shebeel. Ishiah was the oldest son of Rehabiah. From the Izhar family group, there was Shelemoth. Jahath was a descendant of Shelemoth. Jeriah was the oldest son of Hebron. Amariah was Hebron's second son. Jehaziel was his third son. And Jekamim was his fourth son. Uziel's son was Micah. Micah's son was Shemir. Ishiah was Micah's brother. Ishiah's son was Zechariah. Merari's descendants were Mali, Mushi, and Jaziah his son. Jaziah, son of Merari, had sons named Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri. Mali's son was Eleazar, but Eleazar did not have sons. Kish's son was Jeremiel. Mushi's sons were Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These are the leaders of the Levite families. They're listed by their families. They were chosen for special jobs by throwing lots, like their relatives, the priests who were Aaron's descendants. They threw lots in front of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the leaders from the families of the priests and the Levites. The older families and the younger families were treated the same when their jobs were chosen. 1 Chronicles chapter 25. The music groups. David and the leaders of the army chose the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun for special service. They were to prophesy God's message with harps, lyres, and cymbals. Here's a list of the men who served this way. From Asaph's family, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asarela. King David chose Asaph to prophesy, and Asaph led his sons. From Jeduthun's family, six sons, Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshaiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah. They followed the lead of their father Jeduthun, who sang God's message as he played the harp and gave thanks and praise to the Lord. Haman's sons who served were Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shubael, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gedalti, and Romamti Ezer, Joshbekosha, Melothi, Hothir, and Mehoziah. All these men were Haman's sons. Haman was David's seer. God promised to make Haman strong, so he had many sons. God gave Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these musicians in the Lord's temple followed the lead of their fathers. They used cymbals, lyres, and harps to make music in God's temple. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Haman got their orders from King David. These men and their relatives were all trained to make music for the Lord. And all 288 were skilled musicians. They threw lots to choose the different kinds of work each person was to do. Everyone was treated the same, whether they were young or old, a teacher or a student. The first one chosen was Asaph, Joseph. Second, there were 12 men chosen from Gedaliah's sons and relatives. Third, there were 12 men chosen from Zakur's sons and relatives. Fourth, there were 12 men chosen from Izri's sons and relatives. Fifth, there were 12 men chosen from Nethaniah's sons and relatives. Sixth, there were 12 men chosen from Bukiah's sons and relatives. Seventh, there were 12 men chosen from Azarela's sons and relatives. Eighth, there were 12 men chosen from Jeshaiah's sons and relatives. Ninth, there were 12 men chosen from Mattaniah's sons and relatives. 10th, there were 12 men chosen from Shimei's sons and relatives. 11th, There were 12 men chosen from Azarel's sons and relatives. 12. There were 12 men chosen from Hashabiah's sons and relatives. 13th, there were 12 men chosen from Shubael's sons and relatives. 14th, there were 12 men chosen from Mattathiah's sons and relatives. 15th, there were 12 men chosen from Jeremoth's sons and relatives. 16th, there were 12 men chosen from Hananiah's sons and relatives. 17th, there were 12 men chosen from Jeshbekashah's sons and relatives. 18th, there were 12 men chosen from Hananiah's sons and relatives. 19th, there were 12 men chosen from Malotai's sons and relatives. 20th, there were 12 men chosen from Eliatha's sons and relatives. 21st, there were 12 men chosen from Hothir's sons and relatives. 22nd, there were 12 men chosen from Gedalti's sons and relatives. 23rd, there were 12 men chosen from Mahaziah's sons and relatives. 24th, there were 12 men chosen from Ramamti Ezer's sons and relatives. 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 1 through 19. The gatekeepers. These are the groups of the gatekeepers from the Korah family. Meshelemiah was the son of Kor, who was from the family of Asaph. These were Meshelemiah's sons. Zechariah was the oldest son, and Jediel was the second. Zebediah was the third, Jethniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, and Elihonai the seventh son. These were Obed-Edom's sons. His oldest son was Shemaiah. Jehozabad was his second son, Joah his third, Sakar his fourth, Nethanel his fifth, Emiel his sixth, Issachar his seventh, and Peliatai his eighth son. God really blessed Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's son Shemaiah also had sons. His sons were leaders in their father's family because they were brave soldiers. Shemaiah's sons were Othni, Raphael, Obed, Elzabad, Elihu, and Samechiah. Elzabad's relatives were skilled workers. All these men were Obed-Edom's descendants, with their sons and relatives. There were 62 of them, all powerful men and good guards. Meshelemiah's sons and relatives were also powerful men. In all, there were 18 of them. These are the gatekeepers from the Merari family. Hosa, son of Merari, chose his son Shimri to be the leader, even though he was not the oldest son. Hilkiah was Hosa's second son, Tevaliah his third, and Zechariah his fourth son. In all, Hosa had 13 sons and relatives who were gatekeepers. These were the leaders of the groups of the gatekeepers. The gatekeepers had a special way to serve in the Lord's temple, just as their relatives did. Each family was given a gate to guard. Lots were thrown to choose a gate for each family. Young and old were treated the same. Meshelemiah was chosen to guard the east gate. Then lots were thrown for Shelemiah's son, Zechariah. Zechariah was a wise counselor. Zechariah was chosen for the north gate. Obed-Edom was chosen for the south gate, and Obed-Edom's sons were chosen to guard the house where the valuable things were kept. Shupim and Hosa were chosen for the west gate and the Sheliketh gate on the upper road. Guards stood side by side. 6 Levites stood guard every day at the east gate. 4 Levites stood guard every day at the north gate. 4 Levites stood guard at the south gate, and 2 Levites guarded the house. The valuable things were kept. There were 4 guards at the western court and 2 guards on the road to the court. These were the groups of the gatekeepers from the families of Korah and Merari. First Corinthians chapter 3. Teachers are only God's servants. Brothers and sisters, when I was there, I could not talk to you the way I talk to people who are led by the Spirit. I had to talk to you like ordinary people of the world, You were like new followers of Christ, like babies. And the teaching I gave you was like milk, not solid food. I did this because you were not ready for solid food. And even now, you are not ready. You are still not following the Spirit. You are jealous of each other. And you're always arguing with each other. This shows that you are still following your own selfish desires. You're acting like ordinary people of the world. One of you says, I follow Paul. And someone else says, I follow Apollos. When you say things like that, you're acting like people of the world. Is Apollos so important? Is Paul so important? We are only servants of God who helped you believe. Each one of us did the work God gave us to do. I planted the seed, and Apollos watered it. But God is the one who made the seed grow. So the one who plants is not important, and the one who waters is not important. Only God is important, because he is the one who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have the same purpose, and each one will be rewarded for their own work. You are God's field, for we are working together for him. And you are God's building. Like an expert builder, I laid the foundation of that building using the gift God gave me. Other people are building on that foundation, but everyone should be careful how they build. The foundation that is already in place is Jesus Christ, and no one can lay any other foundation. People can build on that foundation using gold, silver, jewels, wood, grass, or straw. But the kind of work each person has done will be clearly seen when judgment day comes and shows how good or bad it is. That day will appear with fire that will test everyone's work. If the building they put on the foundation still stands, they will get their reward. But if the building is burned up, they will suffer loss. They will be saved, but it will be like someone escaping from a fire. You must know that you are God's temple in which his Spirit lives. Yes, you together are God's temple, and God will destroy anyone who destroys his temple. That's because God's temple belongs to him and is only for him to use. Don't fool yourself. You might think you are wise if you accept this world's idea of wisdom. If so, you had better become a fool. That's the only way you can really be wise. I say this because the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. As the scriptures say, he catches those who think they are wise and their own clever traps. The scriptures also say, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. He knows that their thoughts are worth nothing. So, there is not a person on earth that any of you should be boasting about. Everything is yours. Paul, Apollos, Peter, the world, life, death, the present, and the future. All these are yours, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Psalm chapter 92, verses 1 through 15. A psalm, a song for the Sabbath. It is good to praise the Lord, God Most High. It is good to praise your name. It is good to sing about your love in the morning and about your faithfulness at night. It is good to play for you on the 10-stringed instrument and lyre, and to add the soft sounds of the harp to my praise. Lord, you make me very happy because of what you have done. I gladly sing about it. Lord, you did such great things. Your thoughts are too hard for us to understand. Stupid people don't know this, and fools don't understand. The wicked may sprout like grass, and those who do evil may blossom like flowers. They will be destroyed, never to be seen again. And you, Lord, will rule over all forever. Lord, all your enemies will be destroyed, and all who do evil will be scattered. But you have made me as strong as a wild ox. You have given me your blessing. My eyes have seen the defeat of those waiting to attack me. My ears have heard the cries of my evil enemies. Good people are like budding palm trees. They grow strong like the cedar trees of Lebanon. They are planted in the Lord's house and grow strong there in the courtyards of our God. Even when they are old, they will continue producing fruit like young, healthy trees. So they tell everyone, "The Lord is good. He is my rock, and he does no wrong." Thank you, everyone. That was day 219. Join us for day 220. We're continuing in the book of 1 Chronicles. You'll hear about the 24,000 men and all the different army groups of the Israelite army. You'll hear about the leaders of the Israelite tribes. And David counts the Israelites. You'll hear all about the king's administrators. And in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about himself and Apollos and how they've been an example for everyone to follow. But at the same time, they are fools for Christ. But he does want to correct them like he would his own children. And he accuses the church in Corinth that they may have 10,000 teachers in Christ, but they don't have many fathers. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.